Next, sir, we have an executive order on TikTok. From the first days of your administration, you've charged a team from your administration, led by Vice President Vance, with ensuring that we can preserve TikTok as a platform for the 170 million Americans who use it, right, while ensuring that their data is properly protected as required by law. With this executive order, you will be effectively bringing into effect the agreement that will save TikTok and ensure that it can operate safely and securely.
So this is interesting because I had a very good talk with President Xi, a lot of respect for him. Hopefully he has a lot of respect for me too. And we talked about TikTok and other things, but we talked about TikTok and he gave us the go ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies, great ones, great investors, the biggest. You don't get bigger, I don't imagine.
We really couldn't have done this without the president actually ushering this deal over the finish line. There was some resistance on the Chinese side, but the fundamental thing that we wanted to accomplish is that we wanted to keep TikTok operating, but we also wanted to make sure that we protected Americans' data privacy as required by law, both because it's the right thing to do, but also because it's a legal requirement of the law that was passed last year by Congress. So we think that we were able to do that. Of course, we're going to keep on working at it, but this deal really does mean that Americans can use TikTok, but actually use it with more confidence than they had in the past, because their data is going to be secure and it's not going to be used as a propaganda weapon against our fellow citizens. We're very excited about it. We appreciate the cooperation of everybody involved, and it's a big day.
It's very good and very meaningful, but we have American investors taking it over, running it, highly sophisticated, including Larry Ellison. And Oracle, I guess, is going to be play a very big role in terms of security, safety, and everything else. So we have very good controls. And
The company will be valued around $14 billion. We actually think this is a good deal for investors, but ultimately the investors are going to make the determination about what they want to invest in.